Good morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon. I am going to be with you for about 55 minutes today. I have a really special guest today. I'll have him introduce himself. He is a Greek Orthodox priest, and he comes to St. John's Parish here in Pittsfield provides the priestly services. I've been friends of that church friend, Father John, who preceded him for God, I don't know, a long time, Father. Father, introduce yourself, please. Father Cornelius.
Thank you very much, Bill, for having me on this program. I am Reverend Father Cornelius Wambi Gulere. Better call me Cornelius. It is easier.
That's
and I'm serving at St. George, the Trophy Bearer Greek Orthodox Church in Pittsfield, helping to step in for Father John, whom you know very well, who is fully retired now, and the Archbishop asked me to continue in those shoes while I'm a student at Holy Cross, as we find somebody to fully fill the shoes of Father John. Thank you.
Well, Father, welcome. The people that I know from that parish say you're doing a wonderful, wonderful job. And what about a little bit of your background? What, obviously, you're not from Pittsfield.
No, I'm not from Pittsfield. I come from Uganda.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and I became a priest in the Uganda Orthodox Church, Patriarchate of Alexandria, about 8 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And I came to Hellenic College, Holy Cross, for my Master's of Divinity, which is now in my, I'm going into my second year for the Master of Divinity.
Wow.
And while I'm a student, I am on placement in St. George.
Oh, good.
And that's where I come every week, every weekend, yep, serving at the parish.
It is a wonderful parish. They've held it together through years and years. And for those people, stay tuned, because after we do Father's background, we're going to talk a little bit about what they got coming up. And that COVID kind of slowed a lot of things up, folks. We all know that. We've all been through it. But I have to say this from my heart. I am so happy that the Greek picnic is back. And Vicki Amandis and her family have asked me this year, please, please don't dance. So I won't be dancing, but I will be there and enjoying the food and just the Greek, wonderful Greek hospitality. And so, Father, I had some time on the continent of Africa. I worked during the Mandela transition in South Africa and traveled to Botswana and other places.
Yes.
So I have some familiarity with it, but not the total geography of it. It's a massive,
yes,
continent.
Mm.
So how did you get into the Greek priesthood?
Yeah, that is a very, very interesting journey. And even before I tell you how I got into the Greek priesthood, I should also tell you that I've read a lot of Greek literature. And I can dance. I'm encouraging you to dance even at your...
Oh, no. Father, trust me.
Yes,
they've seen me dance.
Yes.
Yeah.
My grandparents were Greek Orthodox.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And therefore, my parents started right at the center of the church. My father was a house help, a cook, in the house of the first serving bishop, Bishop Christophoros Spartas Sebanja Mukasa. And so I grew up in an Orthodox family. I had an Orthodox upbringing.
Wow.
And The Greekness is about humility and service. It is really not so much about a culture that is foreign. My people in Uganda, and the Basoga in particular, are no different from the Greeks.
Right.
The culture of humility, the culture of love, the culture of giving out to others, even without expecting return. That's the Greek spirit. So we bring a festival to bring that spirit to the people. We eat together, we dance together, we talk together, and we enjoy ourselves as people.
And that is one of the things that, going back since I was a young kiddo, that Greek picnic always meant that. People welcomed you, they embraced you, they engaged you.
Yes.
People you didn't even know would sit across from you. Next thing you know, you're getting together with them in a couple of weeks at another restaurant or something. It is a different experience. And I'd like to say to the audience, if you've never been, you must go. You must go, because to not be part of it is kind of sad, really and truly.
Yeah, it is.
So, but you know, when I think of what you're saying, I have to go back and just think to myself, all the people who have gone through this church, St. George's Church,
yes,
all the people, the wonderful, wonderful people, and they've all had this living community, I call it. So you came to Holy Cross to get your master's, and I say this, by the grace of God, you ended up at St. George's.
Yes. And I think this is really part of the Greek festival. The Greekness of our being as servants of God, called to go out and meet people, enjoy with them, serve with them, and do whatever that is possible for you to do together. We do not have to have a common descent, ancestry, language, but the language of love brings us together. The language of food,
yeah.
The language of dance, the language of icon, the language of picture brings us together. And we certainly would be able to connect long after we've just met that one day.
Yes.
After the Domitian of the Theotokos.
Well, and again, this is going to be August 16th, and
yes.
Saturday, August 16th, Sunday, August 17th, on the 16th, it is from 12 to 7.
Yes.
And then on the 17th, it's from 12 to 6 at the Hillcrest Academy behind. Actually, it's used to be St. Mark's School.
Yes, Bill. Yes.
So put that in your calendar, please, because it's important that you experience it. You know, I think I don't know, Father, you can disagree with me. It would be fine. But I'm finding now there's bitterness and division in the world that it bothers me a lot. We need to be kinder to each other. And there's that bumper sticker. Kindness
yes.
is free.
Yes.
So it doesn't cost you any money. I just was out shopping in a major store, and these people are in such a hurry to do what? You know, I mean,
yeah.
You go and, but to cut somebody off in the aisle because you got to get across
because you want to get ahead of them.
Yeah, yeah, and I think you're right. The Greek culture from the people that I have known since I was a young kid, they've always been outreaching to parents.
Yes.
And go ahead. Go ahead, Father.
Yes, Bill, I can testify to this kindness, and I often tell people that kindness is contagious. We
Exactly.
need just to start an epidemic.
Yeah.
Yeah, we suffered the corona epidemic, and we saw how it helped people even to get more connected online
Right.
and in other different ways. Some many of us might have thought that, oh, it was a terrible thing, but as an epidemic, it happened to teach us how we should make kindness an epidemic.
That's right.
That is the degree at which we are called upon to take kindness forward. Because without kindness, we have no purpose in life.
That's
Yeah, we lose it all. We lose our being. And so whatever the differences we have, those differences should enable us to become even more connected.
exactly. And
We've just completed 16 days of mission
oh,
in
wow.
Pittsfield. Yes, from the past 16 days of this month, we started on fast and we ended just recently. Those 16 days, I was walking all over Pittsfield. Everybody was walking all over their neighborhood,
Oh.
not talking about anything, but
Yeah.
just to reach out. And I can assure you the amount of kindness I received from the people in Pittsfield, I know it's immeasurable. We are going to find it at the festival, and we are giving back that
Yeah.
kindness to each and everyone who will be coming to the festival.
I can remember a story I'll share with you and the
Yes,
audience.
Bill.
It was several years ago, and I was there and I saw a person. I used to be a police officer here, and I saw a person I was very familiar with.
Yes.
He had
Listen.
had some issues of with alcohol, and he was, broke. And he came, and instead of them shooing him away, they gave him a plate of food. I'll never forget that.
Wonderful. Yes,
Yeah.
that is the thing.
I mean, they could have very easily shunned him, but they didn't. They embraced him. And I say that for all of us to understand. That is something that's it should have been inbred in all our cultures, but it really is inbred in that of the Greek culture. And I've seen it in action in more than one instance. I want to make sure now, folks, we're going to sit. I'm going to tell you this. Don't go crazy trying to write it down while you're driving. I'm going to tell it to you three or four times.
Yes, and Bill, let me explain about the dance.
Okay.
The Greek dance, it starts with one person, and then that person invites another person. They hold hands, and one hand is kept at the back. So we dance shoulder to shoulder, leg to leg, swinging left, right, front, back, turn around, until everybody forms into a chain and people enjoy their company from one to thousands and thousands. Not just same people of the same gender, but children, young, old, rich, poor, all together.
Yeah.
That is the Greek spirit.
And family, they Greek
Family, yes.
family. I know the Amandus's God forever, and their parents have. I mean, their dad was like a fixture. I used to call him the mayor of North Street, but everybody knew him.
Yes.
Everybody knew him, and he was a good man, but folks, let me give you this again. Saturday, August the 16th, from 12 to 7 p.m. and Sunday, August the 17th,
17th.
12 to 6 p.m. at the Hillcrest Educational Center, the old St. Mark's School. So it's on the kind of behind the church. So it's a perfect place because there's going to be more parking. There's a bigger kitchen. There's so many things that makes it. And I know some traditionalists are going to say, why aren't we having it in the church parking lot? That's the re one of the reasons is that's where it was. And then the Vannies have all, or Deary has always been kind, but they've been so busy with their parking that this is a better move. This is a very, 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 very smart move on their part. Really nice. Don't you think, Father?
Yeah, if I mean St. George is of Pittsfield, not of Bradford Street alone.
Oh,
He's
that's
the
right.
trophy bearer of the whole of Pittsfield and the Berkshire County. So if this year we are at St. Mark's, there's no hindrance for us even to go farther to the ends of the Berkshire County.
Right.
Yeah, because we extend love, we extend our joy, we extend our company as far as the region can go. And we have sisters, Orthodox churches that are organizing similar festivals.
Oh, right.
Yeah, in Springfield, in the neighborhoods, all of them, we are having nearly most of them in these months, especially August, for
Cool.
obvious reasons. So the important thing is to be able to connect and come to this place with all the grandeur of space and food and faith and fellowship.
And free admission.
Free
Free
admission.
admission.
Of
I mean,
course, freely given, freely received. This is our mission.
yeah. My niece got married in the Greek church in Springfield.
Oh, wow.
That's
The
where they
cathedral.
born. Yeah.
Yes.
It is. I've had the good fortune of traveling the world,
Oh, great.
and as you have seen and live. I don't care how you look, what language you speak, what religion you believe in. We all want the same things. We all
Yes.
want to be happy, be healthy, our kids happy, healthy. And when you have people like at the Greek picnic come together, you'll be better off for it for 2 or 3 days after. You're just going to continue thinking about the food, about the dance. And now the father has given me permission to dance,
Yes.
and Vicky and
Yes.
her brother can't stop me from dancing.
No, they shouldn't. They will not.
They've seen me, Father, trust me.
Yes.
But and just to go back, when Father's a perfect example, in my opinion, Father doesn't look like a lot of Greek people,
No.
but he follows the Greek traditions, faith, born and raised in it. And think, I mean, you are a living example, if I can say that, Father. I don't want to embarrass you, of how we should look at life and people and events, religion and everything. That's my thinking.
Indeed, indeed, you are right, Bill. Just look at the menu we have and relate it to how we look.
Yeah.
Yeah, you may have the moussaka, the pastisio, the chicken souvlaki, the gyros, the salad,
Gyro.
and the rice. Yes,
Gyro.
all looking the way they are looking
Yeah.
from the surface.
Yeah.
But the taste of it is after you have tested it. The taste buds will tell you that this brown food is actually this delicious, and this gray food is this delicious. We do not judge by the cover. We do not look at the surface of the skin and we think we have reached it. No.
No.
The Greek culture teaches us to go deeper and experience the inside of the salad. You don't eat it by just looking at it or talking about it. You've not participated if you have not, like I said, danced. Because it is easy to think that it is difficult or very challenging.
Yeah.
But once you have started it, then you love it.
Yeah.
I mean, you've mentioned that we have people who were, you know, either drunk or not looking like they were right guests at the place, and they were given something to eat.
Yes.
Who knows? That was Christ.
Yes.
In rugs. Yes.
Yeah. You
it
know
could
that
have
I mean
been
that's
Christ in rugs.
That's how we should look at it.
Yes. So we should look at each other in that light. That whoever has come, whoever have come across whichever place at the zebra crossing, I don't know what you call them, zebra crossing, at the crossing of the roads, in the market, in whichever place, we should be looking at each other in that light, in the image of God.
Yeah. Yeah.
With love.
And I think all of us would be a lot more relaxed, a lot more at ease, not only with others, but with ourselves.
Yes.
You just made me think of something, Father. When I was at first went to South Africa, I was asking for directions, and the South African fellow said to me, well, you go up there to the robot. And right? And I'm thinking, robots?
What is that?
We got robots here? And you know what it was. It was a traffic
light.
Yeah. They call it a robot.
Yes, because they're standing on their sticks.
Yeah. But, you know, when, and again, maybe that's why, and I guess I will thank the good Lord for my experiences in life in different cultures.
Yes.
Living in different cultures and trying and finding, like I said earlier in the show, finding out do we all want the same?
Yes.
You know, and we'll, I want to go back here because there's one, you got chicken Slovakia. My wife likes spina copita. So,
wow.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
There's a restaurant here that serves Greek food, on Dalton Avenue. And we try to go there frequently. And I like the gyros, you know.
But yes.
Folks, it will be an experience not only for you, but for your children.
Indeed, yes.
You know, let them see, wait, they're going to be full of questions, but they'll let them experience, because life is an experience.
Indeed, yes.
And
you're
and
right.
We sometimes I think we've kind of forgotten that that we should be experiencing things on face value. Go and don't judge, just go.
You're right, Bill. You bring to memory the great book, which I've seen many Americans here reading. I read it in my high school, The Adventures of Tom Sawyer.
Oh, yeah.
And
I read
Finn.
That.
Yes, yes. So
yeah. It was on parchment when I read it, but that's how old it is.
You see, it is still on the syllabus.
Yeah. Yeah, no, when you, again, to the audience, let us think back, just a reflect for a minute. The Greek culture, so much of what we have gotten has been founded thousands of years ago by the Greeks. And then Romans followed the Greeks. And then as the humanity evolved, but we still carry a lot of the Greek Roman, I don't even know if they study ancient history in school anymore, but I know that was one of my favorite classes, history. We just a father coming here, just coming to Pittsfield to help out. For those, we're a morning show, father, so there's a lot of people in and out, on their way to work and stuff.
Yes.
Father is at Holy Cross College, studying to get his master's degree in, you probably won't believe this, but in divinity, because I think he's kind of a pretty divine guy, anyhow. What's been the most challenging thing for you coming to America?
That is a very interesting question, as it is difficult to answer. Because I would say my most challenging was to leave home and go out in the wilderness.
Yeah.
This is my wilderness. I have been dodging to get out of Uganda for the past so many years. And then to reach a time when I had to go. And my archbishop who ordained me was called Bishop Jonah.
Oh.
I remembered that Jonah refused to go to Nineveh and he was swallowed by a fish.
Yeah.
Until he was able to repent, that is when he was rehabilitated and he had to go to Nineveh anyway.
Yeah.
So, with that lesson, I had to come to St. George
Yeah.
as the servant of God. When my Archbishop Methodius asked me if I would go, I simply said yes. Because as a soldier, that is the answer.
Oh, yeah.
And the rest has been wonderful. The people of Pittsfield, the people of St. George,
Yeah.
you are wonderful. Everybody has been so kind to me.
They are.
And I say my fears of leaving my other home behind have been well taken care of, and I feel at home.
Yeah.
I know that after a few years, I'll be going back to Uganda, but my heart will surely remain partly in Pittsfield and St.
Oh,
George.
that's so nice and so kind. And like I said, I've had good fortune of being all over the world, but this is my home.
Yes, you
You
are lucky.
know, and I believe I've seen so many good things in this city, and I'm sure that your parishioners and you have seen. Somebody gets sick. Next thing you know, people are taking bringing them food, or somebody dies. Or, I mean, we are really we are a city, but we are broken into communities,
Yes.
neighborhoods.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad, Bill, that in the few months I've been in Pittsfield, I've joined the community of 102 years.
Wow.
I know nearly half of the population that has gone through St. George Church, their families,
Yeah.
those who are alive and those who have gone ahead of us. I know them by name, and some of them by face. Because I've seen the pictures. That is the Greek spirit. This is the festival we are celebrating. It does not end in the eating and dancing and meeting only on those 2 days, but those 2 days are a build up on many more days to come.
Yes.
And so I encourage each and everyone to make a date and pass by. This Sunday, I was at the Polska Festival at St. Joseph.
Yeah.
I was there listening to their
I was
music,
too. Yeah.
eating their food, meeting Father Michael. And we are all brothers. I met a lady who is from Poland, has never been to Poland before. Like many people will come to the festival, they
Yeah.
are Greek origin, they have never been to Greece. This is getting to Greece without an air ticket.
That's
Simply the presence, free entrance, and a few eats and bites and drinks to support the mission that Christ has given to us to do in St. George and Pittsfield in particular.
We're going to take a short break. I'm here with Father. When we come back, Father, probably more astutely, will be explaining the Greek dances. I'll just be trying to jive, but we'll be right back. This is TBR 89.7 FM on your radio dial. We are simulcasting on PCTV, channel 1301. Please stay tuned. We'll be back in about 1 minute.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR-FM. You're tuned to Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield and 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
Hey, it's Sean from WTBR-FM. Whether you just found this station for the first time or you've been listening for years, you might not know everything about WTBR-FM. Want to find out more? It's easy. Just go to WTBRFM.com. You can find full programming schedules, listen to the station anywhere in the world, subscribe to our podcasts, and even learn to create a program of your own. And of course, donate to the station. That's WTBRFM.com. Check it out today.
The Pittsfield Health Department is hosting monthly wellness clinics available to the community at the Christian Center, Senior Center, Epworth Arms, Capitol Square, and South Congregational Church. Vital sign checks, medication reviews, and health assessments are offered by the public health nurse. Our social worker will be there with information of available resources as well. For more information about these clinics, please contact us at 413-499-9411.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Hi, my name is Al Perlman, and I love jazz. Mostly jazz from the bebop and beyond period of the 40s, 50s, and 60s. I also love sharing my passion for jazz from my extensive jazz vinyl collection with listeners here in Berkshire County. So please join me on Sundays at 8 p.m. for my show Jazz Collector Live on WTBR-FM Pittsfield Community Radio.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms. Customized solutions available. Online at sundrini.com.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back. WTBR. And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, everybody. We're back. The good-looking guy you see is Father Cornelius. He's filling in at the Greek church. We're talking about the upcoming Greek picnic. And kind of, Father was born in Uganda into a Greek home. Yes. And again, he's a fascinating guy. He's at Holy Cross now getting his master's degree. I drove by Holy Cross and they told me, just keep going, you know.
Oh, next time.
Next time, yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
I always thought in high school was a great social event. I didn't know it was academic too. But we're talking, the Greek festival is coming up. It's going to be at St. Mark's. I'm going to give you some dates. Hold on, because I got to pull it back up. You know, and all of you know me and technology. So don't, let's not be making fun of the old soldier here, because, I think one of the most brilliant things they've done, the Greek church, St. George's, yeah, and the people, was move it from Bradford Street up to the old St. Mark's School. And I'll tell you the dates. Get your pencils and paper out. I'll tell it a couple more times, but so you get it. The Greek festival takes place on Saturday, August 16th, from 12 to 7 p.m., and then Sunday, August 17th, from 12 to 6 p.m. They call it now, it's the Hillcrest Educational Center, 400, you ready? Columbus Avenue. So, and again, here's the best part. Admission is absolutely free.
Yes, free.
And I can tell you, the cost of the meals is very reasonable. And it's just a wonderful event. And I would be remiss if we didn't, Father, go over the food again. And that is moussaka.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, the famous eggplant and meat casserole with a creamy, what's the word, Father? It's not salt.
Bill, let me, for those who have not, come close to this savory food, let me just describe what the moussaka is. It is the famous eggplant and meat casserole with creme bekame. Yeah, you even feel the taste of it before you have tasted it.
Exactly.
Yes, just by the name and contents.
That's right.
This will be there. And maybe we even have people out there who can cook or would like to learn how to cook these
foods.
Yes.
Well, that's the point. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be giving some lessons there, some recipes, to enable people to continue with the festival after the festival. The pastico is baked pasta layered with seasoned beef and bechamel again. And you know that the Greeks, without the pasta, most of the people in the European area, the pasta is good food, and certainly here as well. I find it in many of our restaurants. It's the first to be served there. The chicken souvlaki, marinated, grilled, and served hot. Never mind that the hot season. When it's hot, have it hot.
That's right.
Yes, and because we are talking and enjoying each other's company, by the time you get back from the floor, it has cooled down. You don't have to be worried that's going to be hot and make you sweaty. The gyros, your best, my dear brother, is carved meat wrapped in warm pita and saski. We will be learning some language here.
Yeah.
From the Greek mountains and the Olympus. Yeah, so that we can get our minds a little into the glimpse of what Greece is, but the Greece of America, not the Greece of the Med Sea. The Greek salad is everywhere.
Yeah.
Rice pilaf everywhere. And there is so much more that we are proposing.
Yeah.
By the end of the 2 weeks, I hope that we shall have a very long list. Just send in your requests and we shall make it available. Vicky and her team are doing that.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I will tell you that Father went into all the very good and nutritious foods.
Very nutritious.
But as you can tell by looking at me, I start at the Greek pastry tray and work my way back into the gyro. because I don't want to get so full that I can't have the pastries. So you should follow my lead, Father.
That's a good, very, very good advice. Thank you very much.
I love what they put here, and I'm internalizing it.
Mm.
But the food is more than just delicious.
Mm.
It is a story of faith and survival.
Yes.
Every dish speaks of a mother and grandmothers of fasting and feasting, saints and of all seasons.
Yes.
That, you know, again, when you go there, it's not a religious event.
Mm.
It is a social event.
Mm.
It's a social event that's centered in goodness and caring for each other.
Yes, indeed.
Right? And
yes.
The Orthodox faith, music and dance is part of the entire Greek culture, as is the Orthodox faith.
Mm. We go back right to the first miracle that Jesus Christ performed. It was at a wedding in Cana. So when they had run out of wine, the mother told his son, they have run out of wine. And then she told the people who were serving, do what he tells you to do. And all this that we are doing is out of that love, out of that faith that has been perfected over generations. Our grandmothers, our grandfathers, our siblings, our neighbors in all cultures have got this quality of love that is perfected over generations. The Greeks have taught us that this kind of love can be maintained even in times of hardship. Certainly everywhere else, even among the Vasoga and your people, have this quality. But everybody comes up and shows cause that, this is it. And when you see the goodness in it, you also say, by the way, I also have it. Yes, you are not different from me. Let us move together.
That is so true.
Yes.
That is, we have more in common than we do differences.
Indeed.
We all love our parents. We all love our children. We all love, let me see. I probably love food a little bit more than you do, but there are certain things that are innate to humanity.
Yes.
And like for the folks that are just tuning in, you listen to the show, you know, I've lived in several different countries and different cultures, and I have learned from everyone. I have learned from everyone, and I hope it's made me a better person. I'm sure there are people out there who will disagree with that, but and that's okay. But you know, when you come together with a group of people who care about others, and you break bread, another thing we don't do enough of together. Breaking bread and sharing joy, sharing hardships. And you'll meet people at the Greek picnic that I will promise you, you'll be back in touch with. So I met them.
Yes, and I would like to underscore the point, Bill, that you've just mentioned, that we do not have enough time together to break bread, to drink the water. I know of cultures which are very much the same as the Greek culture, where you enter a home and the first gift you are given is a glass of water.
Yeah.
And until you've drunk this glass of water and finished it, would they again come back and greet you and find out why you have come? So nobody, we have got a saying that there is no road through a house or a home.
Oh, wow.
There is no road. So yeah. Whoever comes is a visitor. Whoever comes belongs. Not necessarily that you agree with them or you disagree with them, but they belong, the fact that they have come. So that is the purpose of food. We also have another saying which says that brotherhood begins with food.
Yes.
If anybody comes to your home and they do not eat anything, they will never come back because they have not been welcomed. Christ himself came from wherever he came, from his father, from a very, very wealthy environment to a poor environment on earth, to be born in a manger. And because he was welcomed, he was able to stay with us and even send us more, including the Holy Spirit, to be with us. This is the essence of the Greek festival. That if there is anything you like, let us know. If there is anything you don't like, let us know. We were not asked only to, associate with the people at Bradford Street. We were intended to interact with each and everyone in every corner of the city. And so this time, we have, for these 2 years, been able to make our presence at St. Mark, 400 Columbus.
Yeah.
Where we are inviting everybody to come.
Yeah.
And it is up to you to tell us, oh, next time, please bring the festival to this place. We have free parking. We have a lot of space. We have this and that. We will listen and come.
And you brought on a jiggled something in my brain. When I was in South Africa, there were three of us got invited to the then Department of Justice person, high ranking in them. And we entered the home. We had to take our shoes off.
Yes.
And we entered the home.
Mm.
And he filled up, and he was a big, tough guy, a Zulu
chief. Mm.
And I think back, and what he said was, "You are the first white people who have ever come into my home."
Mm-hmm.
But what you said, we went out into the backyard, and we had a brie. Now, a brio is a barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have to tell you, breaking bread, we broke everything. We broke bread, chicken. I mean,
everything. Everything.
Sat and his children, they just looked at us. And so, by now you realize I'm kind of a jerk. So I started fooling around with the kids. And by the end of the time, I'll never forget it. I'll never, ever forget. And that was when it hit me. We're all the same. I don't care. I call this packaging.
Yeah, that's the packaging for sure. It's the packaging.
Yeah.
It's the wrapping.
Yeah, but you got to get inside to see what's the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I guess in my life I've seen it all, but... I do want you to go into the dance a little bit more, in the traditions of the dance. We got a few minutes left. And you're so versed in it, and I just get up there and make a fool of myself, but I don't care.
Yeah, I'm sure our visitors would like to know that, first of all, dance is the rhythm of the heart. And the heart helps us to keep healthy. It is the organ that pumps blood, which gives us the strength in the whole body. But also we have that other heart, which is called the spirit, because the heart is the seat of the spirit. The spirit whose fruit is love, whose fruit is gentleness, whose fruit is tenderness, joy, nine fruits, nine of them.
Wow.
But one spirit. So, talking about the Greek dance, it exhibits all those. The tenderness that it teaches not only each other, but also those who may not be dancing. Wow. The music itself, the rhythm, how it helps us to reflect in our minds and then to act within our bodies. You know very well that in the Orthodox, Greek Orthodox Church, we do not dance as others think about dancing.
Right.
And yet we dance the most.
Yeah. And you're moving.
Different kinds of dancing.
Yeah.
The dance of Isaiah, when we are baptized, the final round around the baptismal font is a dance. When we get married, the final lap is a dance. When we go for Holy Communion, it's also a dance. And even when we are saying farewell to our dead, again, we have a farewell dance. So dancing is part and parcel of the life of any person.
Yeah.
Any person. And the only lesson we can draw from the Greek culture is that they have blended that dance in all aspects of life. When you are eating, eat together with people, and you do not have to, you know, be a glutton. One hand is kept at the back, and then one hand is the one which is holding the food or holding whatever you are holding. You don't keep to things when others need them. Share them. So that dance, you know, don't hinder others in the same space. The space may be small, but share it.
Right.
We can live on each other's legs. You don't need both legs to stand.
Wow.
Two people or three people can share two legs.
Wow.
All that is in the Greek dance.
And it's the Greek dance is so lively.
Lively.
Right?
Communal.
It's so lively. And the music, I will tell you, that's probably another reason you're lucky you're not on Bradford Street, because the music out there, you will be in a better frame of mind than when you got there, just listening to the music, enjoying the food, and interacting with wonderful people.
Yes.
And Father, before we have to go, something I had not known. There will be like cooking instructional kinds of things to cook the foods?
Yeah, we'll make that available. We are answering each and everybody's request.
Oh.
So if anybody, it doesn't have to be many, even if just one person requested that, yeah. I would like to go into session to learn how to prepare gyros, we'll make that possible. If anybody comes and says, oh, for me, I would like to learn about the Greek Orthodox Church, then we shall make that information available. If anybody comes and says, I just want to be here and don't want even to hear anything, we shall make them feel at home. It is an absolutely a good way to get out of our routine life into another life, experience that other life, and move on.
And again, I want to let you know the dates. Most importantly, it's free. And I know that we're also accustomed to being charged to do anything. This is free. And the meals, in my opinion, are very reasonable. But when you go there, go with an open mind. Mm, go with a sense of learning and becoming and belonging. Now, I don't want you to share this with you-know-who, that family. But don't be surprised if someday when you come on to for Mass, or you look out and there's an old fat bald guy sitting there. Because that could be me.
I'd be grateful to see you too.
Yeah, and tell them they don't have to watch me. I won't take any money out of the collection basket.
Father, yeah, you're right. You're right. What we collect in the basket is for everyone. So you just put as much as you want, and then it will go to as many people as you want. We thank you all the same.
Well, I can tell you, I am so glad we have had this opportunity, one, to talk about Greek Orthodox, but to share about this festival. Because that truly is what it is. It is a festival.
Yes.
Right?
It is a festival.
Yeah. Go there. Enjoy yourself. You know, maybe the lines be a little long. Enjoy the people. Mm-hmm. You know, you'll be a better person for going. That's all I'm going to say. Father, thank you so much for giving up your time. I so appreciate this. And you can tell Vicky I was on my very best behavior. And she'll probably.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for sharing yourself and your experience. The festival has begun. You've given it a very festive,
I hope so.
Good start. And we pray and hope that everybody will live with joy in their hearts and a blessing as a part of something greater than each and everyone who will be present. God bless you.
Well, Father, as I close every program with this, God bless. And let's remember, let's take care of each other.
Amen.
Let's help each other. We're all in this together.
Amen.
Lift. If you can make somebody smile today, you'll feel better and they'll feel better. Lift their burden. Father Cornelius, I don't want you to take this as a threat, but I'm going to look you up again.
Thank you very much. May God bless you. I look forward to our next meeting.
I do too.
Cheers.
Thank you, Father. God bless. All right, everybody. We'll see you soon. Greek Festival. Don't forget, I'll be there. You'll know me. I'm the guy with the big plate in front of him. Take care. Bye-bye. Thanks, Father.
Bye-bye. Thank you.